Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Soul Sweet Speak at Soul Sweet Place. Happy New Year's to you all. Today, the show is called Signs, and I'll be acting out like I'm a fortune teller and can read your signs. But listen very carefully because there are messages in it. And we're going to start off with the fire sign. If you are a fire sign, then your zodiacs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. I see passion in those three signs. Now, if you are a earth sign, then your three signs in the zodiac are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. There's a lot of misunderstanding within these signs. If you are an air sign, then your zodiac sign is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Very powerful signs. Last but not least are the water signs. Water was chosen last because it is the life source to all the elements I just mentioned. Your zodiac sign is Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And what I see is different and new relationships developing within these three signs. And this is a good segue to lead in to what the focus of the signs will be in the show. And that is love and relationships. If you are having any sort of doubt about the loved one that you're with, if you are happy, or if you just want someone because you're lonely, this is a good time to listen to Soul Sweet Speak at Soul Sweet Place about love and relationships. And we're going to start off with Aries. You see, Aries, sometimes you can be caught in a relationship, especially when it comes to trying to build a relationship. What it has been for you in the past, you and relationships, it's been very difficult for you because you don't listen. You don't listen to when someone is trying to be truthful to you. I must say to you, Aries, you have to be serious. Listen, I have a question for you. The question is, would it be worth your while? When I say wow, I mean wow. I want you to get the pronunciation. Let me say that question again. Would it be worth your while to put aside what you think you know in order to really know? Do you understand the prefaces of these questions? Please just think about it before you answer yourself. You see, right now in the present, I know that you are reevaluating yourself. You are reevaluating yourself because you don't like the cold and the loneliness because of your behavior and your attitude in a relationship. Like I say, you could be cold at times. So what you need to do is continue to reevaluate yourself, is what you are doing at the present time. And I can assure you that the outcome will be that of a spiritual one, because then you will begin to recognize you and who you are. You will build that confidence within yourself to know what you want and to know and say what you mean and to begin to understand and listen and respond with something that people could be receptive to rather than you making them angry because of your anger. So what you need to do right now, Aries, is just answer one more question for me before I let you go. Are you seeking guidance to help you with your ups and downs? Because life can be like a roller coaster for you. And if you seek guidance, this is where you will see. You will be able to learn how to get in touch with you. So, after the station break, we will go on to the next sign, which is Leo. Okay. Now, I told you when we come back, we will return to Leo. And Leo, you socially, you got the attention, but when there is no attention for you, you tend to make a spectacle of yourself. This is something you did in the past. Your actions were way out of character for you. At the present, each time you think about your past relationships and what you went through to get the attention, it brought you to a point you just don't know what to do. This puts you at a crossroad of whether you want to stay or whether you want to go. You know why you're at the crossroad? Because this person you're thinking of is a good person. It's just that they do not motivate you. They don't move you. When you go out, they say nothing, and you sit there and you're bored for the rest of the night. And this is not part of you, who you are. So you don't like it. And you want to let this person down easily. You don't know. You're kind of scared, and you just don't know what to do. It makes it so hard. So now you must use what you used before. And at the present time, you should be using your imagination. You should be creative and reflecting. And so what you do is, in this relationship, you must not be afraid to extend yourself. When I say extend yourself, meaning you must be able to tell this person why and what you are feeling. So this person can kind of know, because believe it or not, they feel something too. They feel that it is not right. It's not right now for you and that person. Because it is you who are transforming. And this person do not understand your transformation, but you do. You understand your transformative ways. So you have the power of choice. And the power of choice is whether you should stick with this person because he or she is good, or whether it is better to let this person go because they lack understanding of who you are and what you must be and what you will continue to let bring yourself into yourself, because they don't see it. Now, I do have one question for you. You see, because you do understand the powers you have, you are analytical thinker, and this is the motivation for you loving the person that you are with. The question I have for you before I let you go is, are you being too judgmental of yourself and others? That's the question you can just think about before you answer. And when we return, we will discuss Sagittarius is next. Okay, now we are doing Sagittarius. Sagittarius, your attitude is one that go with the flow to see what happens. But you know, it's not a bad thing that you do that, because most of the time it's patience of that is in your favor. But then, are you happy? Is it doing something to you? You see, because, you know, you're not sure anymore if you're happy or not. And you see, in the past, this type of relationship has you feeling like your partner is taking you for a fool. You're always thinking that of your partner. Now, you don't only think of that of your love relationship, but you also think like that with friends. See, there's a slight paranoia there with you when it comes to feeling people making you feel like you're a fool, or you thinking that people are going to take you for a fool. But you know you are divine, don't you? I don't have to tell you anything like that. You know you're divine. Because your passion for giving the relationship your all is a divine thing. You see, your spirit is telling you to be still and to continue to uplift others. But do you know that the continuing of that brings change? Change will present itself to you when you do it, when you do what your spirit tells you to do in uplifting others. Don't you feel your spirit pushing and pulling you? Don't you feel that? It's pushing you and pulling you towards your destiny. Today, the power of your mental discernment will alert you so that you can get mental clarity and have a clear-cut resolution to resolve an issue, and making the best decision of healing. Don't walk away from emotionally loaded situations in your relationship because you've been able to go with the flow and see exactly where the discussion or the topic or the issue is going. That's what has held your relationship together for so long. You're a long-term person, Sagittarius, because you extend yourself, and you're not afraid to do that. You just don't want to be made a fool of. Now, like I said, don't walk away, especially if it's physically safe, and you know that it's physically safe. Now, if he and she is capable of getting violent, and you know that, then you have to do otherwise for your safety. But if they are someone that you truly know, but is just unhappy with certain circumstances at the time, then step aside, because that's what your spirit is telling you to do. Step aside, be still, And so you and your partner can clear your mind to sort through things. That's what you need to do. Now, I have a question for you, Sagittarius. And my question would be, to you would be, what are you putting off or passing up? And the other question is, what are you leaving or returning to? Because what can't be resolved, you'll use your imagination and your mind will be clear to know that you have a solution for the moment. And when we return, we will go to the next element, which will be earth. The earth sign, starting with Taurus. You know, Taurus is reliable, and they are devoted in their love relationships. But Taurus will change from safe to valiant if he or she thinks it is worth it to stay in this type of relationship. And see, what I mean is that you, in relationships, you have ups and downs, where you're one moment at each other's throat, then the next moment you're making love. And it's a up and down roller coaster, but you both stay in it. And is it worth it? Is it worth it for you to stay? Because something is holding both of you there, even though you're stressing each other out. You know, Taurus, you are possessive. You are. You can be possessive at times. And maybe it's an overbearing attitude that perhaps keeps that person there, you know. It could be a one-sided thing, but sometimes you have to watch that. Now, you like doing something that you enjoy, and right now you're doing something that you enjoy. It takes up a lot of your time to keep you out of trouble. That's what you need, is to occupy your time more wisely. Taurus, are you a workaholic? Do you need a vacation at this time? Because, you know, I can remember in the past, oh, vacation time was so, so much fun. And this is something that you should revisit, because I know for myself, I could use a vacation. But being in the home that I am, I feel like I'm on a vacation. So I'm still getting joy out of that. You, at the present, are stressed because you are in control. And no one can tell you what to do. But I'm going to tell you, Taurus, as soon as you realize that you have a higher source within you that puts you in control. But you first must look at the higher source within you, because it's the divine source, the source that helps you to realize who you are, the source that brings you to your own, leads you to your destination where you can feel confident. That is the source that you want to go for. So take heed to the stress, because if you turn to the fat source, the divine source, your stress will decrease. And in the future, when you're feeling stressed out and you are lacking confidence in your love relationships, just look to the higher source. It will guide you. It will guide you to do the right thing. So, Taurus, before I let you go, I have a question for you. Are you ready to forgive yourself and another? Well, take time before you answer that question, but answer it wisely. So when we return, we will do Virgo next. Virgo, in the past, you have had more of your share of misunderstanding, but you are very careful today because of what you have experienced. You learn how to communicate more efficiently by paying attention and becoming more aware of your intentions and motivations. You're not like others who are normally in denial of them. It depends on what their agenda is, and you don't have much of that. Virgo, I have two questions for you. What is inspiring you? And is your mind open to new possibilities? Now, this is something you need to think about for you and be truthful with the answer that you come up with. But you've got to dig deep within. And I want to tell you what you need to do for the future is continue to learn and rise to your highest source. The source is within you. So, when we return, we will do Capricorn next. Capricorn, you are just like Virgo when it comes to misunderstanding. You can't see everyone's criticism of you, but you can see theirs. Now, you are more inept in this, if I'm using the right word, or you are more covered in misunderstandings than Virgo. Your self-perception is so strong. You know what you experience is your experience, and you don't realize that others have not experienced what you have. So it's very strong. And when it becomes that strong, you begin to hurt your relationship because the other person can't get a word in edgewise for the simple fact what you're perceiving is something that you believe in, but you cannot hear what others are trying to help you see. Your communication style is also avoidance because you lack confidence. You see, in the past, you have been learning spiritual values, but because you have been riding the waves to keep the peace, you are uncomfortable with the imbalance of your love relationship. Not only your love relationship, but within your family. If you're married with a husband or a wife and children, also in that relationship, and that you love your family, but you often are trying to keep the balance. And it is you giving 85% out of 100%, and your loved one is only giving 15%. And that in itself tend to put stress on you. At least that's what it appears to be, or that's what your perception of that relationship is. It could be different because there's always three sides to a story. It's his or hers and the truth. So, while you're learning to confront a heated moment and to accept the criticism by directing your attention inward for a cooling inspiration, it is working for you. This works for you well because you begin to feel less stress. You bring more calmness into your life when you do that for your coping skills and developing it and dealing. But I do have a question for you, Capricorn. Why are you so domineering and argumentative? Before you answer that question, think back to the times in your discussion with your friends and family and how you acted or how you responded to their response. In the future, what you need to do is continue to maintain yourself to survive on a daily basis. That will continue to move you closer to your higher self so that you can rise above all of the misunderstandings and develop a better style of communication. So when we return, we're about to go to the air sign, baby, starting with Gemini. Gemini, you sometimes become complacent. Right now, you're feeling indifferent about things that should matter to you. And you know what I'm talking about. You know what matters to you that you need to take charge of. In the past, you've learned from your mental formulations that it is healing you from the personal battle that you have been undergoing for some time now. And what you learn, you are using in your everyday life, and it's changing you. So you know that what you have formulated and you learn from is working for you. It's working for you psychologically, physically, socially, and morally. You are growing. And you are paying attention to what is going on in front of you right now. But you have a certain amount of power. And you're using the power in certain ways that is not working in the benefit of your fellow workers or those that you supervise. Even in your love relationship at home. That's something that you're going to have to revisit in your everyday rituals of the things you've learned. Because sometimes we lose our way and try to and veer off into a different path, but stay on to the path of what you've learned. Now, my question to you is your power being usurped? Usurped meaning to take your power and use it in a negative way. Now, only you can answer that, and I want you to answer that as truthfully as you can. It is time you take charge and be willing to accept your loved one who is sleeping next to you every night. Accept her nurturing, accept his nurturing, both, either or, and accept the hard work and common sense they use to draw their sweetheart close to their spiritual reality, because it's a little bit stronger now. They are more calmer to be able to help offset what you're learning and make it move, continue to move better and forward, especially when obstacles are getting in the way of your learning. So, I got one more question to ask you, and you take your time in answering this. Is your common sense attitude your strength? And are you content with your home life? You need to be still to answer both of these questions so that you can truthfully take charge. So, when we return, Libra is next. This brings us to the end of part one of the signs. We only have 30-minute segments, so this brings us to the end of part one. We will continue with part two, starting off with Libra.
Pieces of me were scattered, blowing in the cold, in different directions. Truth be told, but then I looked into your eyes. Like it could be alright. You went and put me back together, back together again. Going through heartache, oh, you know I think I lost my mind four times and couldn't get better, couldn't get no better, no matter, no matter how hard I tried. Then I looked into your eyes, and everything felt like it could be alright. Somebody sing. Walking on air.